Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. On behalf of, here I am again, I'm sorry, on behalf of DSU UK, can I show you the new, this is the brochure of DSU European Convention, all the necessary information in a glossy booklet, together with all the required information is here, with lots of very nice pictures.
Soup in the baguette.
Yeah, I think I saw you on a picture. I believe I saw you on one of the pictures.
No way, really?
Yeah, I believe you. Check out. Please do check out if you find yourself on the. If you came last time to the Sium, so please do check if you find yourself. Can I just distribute them? I don't have enough for everybody. I just have a few, but please do have a look. Pass them on and say wow. And then as well over here, if you want further information about the shop, here it's called, I'm reading what it says, with much delight and deep respect for those who devote their days to Torah study, we invite you to participate in uplifting Shabbos of Inspiration and Chizuk, the European DSU Convention, Tovshin Pei, Shabbos Parsha Vayechi, the 10th till the 12th of January 2009, featuring renowned speakers, figures of note in the world of Torah Chinuch, who will share inspiration and Chizuk throughout the Shabbos. Festive singing and dancing, exceptional rich program for ladies. Come, gather in honor of the Torah and Talmidei Chachamim, which, by the way, is referring to yourselves, right? You're learning Dishu, so... Can this be passed on a little bit? And last but not least, days of year... the attachment is the DSU Shabbos reservation form, for those who have been convinced to join. Here. Please note that the Shabbos is not for children, with the exception of nursing babies, but otherwise, if called due to limited space, please submit this form by November 15th. What's the date now? I got it today, so maybe you can still make it. I hereby confirm an authorized DSU take above payment. You can either pay Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Do not hesitate to put the card number on there. Please charge my credit card of the total amount of either £700, £400, £250 or other. Okay, so it says over here £700. So this is for non-DSU. You can see over here the price as follows. £700 per couple, £400 per single. But discount the DSU member price, which is £400 per couple, £250 per single. Price valid until 15th of November. There are upgrades available for extra charge, bigger rooms, lower rooms, closer to the center. Here is the reservation form. Please do not hesitate and do not delay, in fact. There may still be availability. I don't know how many have been. I heard that it's getting, I did hear from the diet that it is getting, can I just, it is getting quite full.
How far away is the
I don't know. But I do know, now I was told again in the letter that you get 25% if you're a regular attendee and 25% off, which is quite. Well, I suppose you have to write that. Does it say on the reservation form if you're a regular DSU member? Probably have to write.
It's more than a £25 discount.
25%?
More than that?
Yeah.
You said from 7 to 400.
It says 700 there. You can pay 700 if you want.
That's a whopping 40% discount.
Ah. All right, okay. So, but it did say 25%.
It's irresistible. 400 quid.
Yeah. No, it will be very, very... Please have a look. Do have a look. It's really, really... It was extraordinarily nice.
What?
It says with a roommate. For 200
quid. That's so nice.
So that's the
the
offer.
Nice.
World, known speakers. So don't hesitate and book tonight still if you manage, for the 15th anyway. Right. And yeah. Okay. No. No. Now, if they did the same, if they're doing the same model than last time, they may just do a very. They may do. That's what they did last time. Do you remember? On Motzei Shabbos, they made a very grand.
Is that what, after 25 years?
Now think about Mishras. Is that the big recording?
So it's all. Yeah. It's
I'm still there.
Rabbi Ezekiel, you had a bit of a busy day with the camera.
Yeah, so they made a very nice Malav de Malka Sium grand event, separate. So those of us who can't attend for the actual full Shabbos, might be worth just going Motzei Shabbos. But well, how far is it, did you say?
77 miles.
Which area is it? North, south, east, west?
Oxford.
Oxford.
I
don't know. I take a wonder. How long will it take by drive? An hour and a half. Motzei Shabbos is probably quite early then. Yeah, so I don't know. The truth is I have not heard any details about the Motzei Shabbos program. But I'm just imagining they're going to do a similar kind of model than the last time. And last time a lot of people came for Motzei Shabbos. Yeah. So they may do a similar kind of thing.
Can I just go to Motzei?
There may be such an opportunity. There may be, yeah. It probably says on the thing. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Seven Tov Lamed Tes. Quite busy in the office as well, are you today, no?
I was going around on the day.
Okay. On the back?
Yeah, I was. On the folding mic.
Oh. Okay. Good. Fine. Abayisai, we're going to be learning tonight. This is probably one of the most yeshivish sugyas in Seder Moed, perhaps even one of the most yeshivas sugyas in Shas. It's like really, really velt sugya, all the bachazokas. So it's a real spitz yeshivish sugya in the first peg of Psochim, and we're going to be learning halacha lemaaseh, which is interesting. By the way, those who also were zoicha to learn these sugyas in yeshivas and in kollelim, you normally don't manage to get to the halacha lemaaseh. So we are actually in a good place to. This is halacha lemaaseh. This is sugyas spitz yeshivish, and normally don't in yeshivas and kollelim don't end up normally learning the halacha lemaaseh. But we are zoicha to learn halacha lemaaseh. So let's see what the halacha is as follows. It's all about chazokas. Okay, Sif Aleph and Siman Tov Lamed Tes. You just missed my very inspirational and convincing. I tried to promote going for this Shabbos. I think we're all about to get signing for the reserved house. Yeah.
Grant, apparently you're paying for all of it.
£100
per copy,
isn't it? No, you got
400 with the dish, discount, extra discounts, early discount, and
I don't understand why they wrote to me that it's 25% off. I don't understand
in
that.
In addition to that.
Maybe I wonder now. I'm wondering now if it's 25% after this. I wonder. No, because that's not 25%, right? I don't know. Okay. So, Siman Tov Lamed Tes, Din Mi Shebodek V'lo Imotza Mispak Yikor Shinyach. Okay, this is a very unfortunate incident that a person did Ptikas Chometz, and he knew exactly how many pieces of Chometz he had, and he lost one of them. He knew that he put 10, and lo and behold, now he's counting, and he finds only 9. So something's happened over here. We don't know if it was a mouse, or it was a child, or we don't know what happened. But we do know, we know for a fact there was 10, and we know for a fact there is 9. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do? You check the house upstairs. from top to bottom. You know it was fully cleaned and sorted. And now you know that instead of having 10 pieces of chametz, you only got, you know, what are you meant to do now? So that's the shail over here. Tishot tzibon shel matzo. There was 9 heaps, 9 piles of matzah, ve'echot shel chametz, and one of them was out of chametz. Uvo achba ve'notal. So, this case as follows. So we know there was in this particular case, it's a bit different than what I just introduced. It's a bit different. It's Tishos Tziboron Shel Matzah. There was 9, which we know was Matzah. Ve'echot Shel Chometz. And one of them was out of Chometz. Vo Achbo. So let's say there was 9 Chometz Tiga. It was 9 Pesach Tiga Matzahs. And there was on Chometz Tiga one on the side. And I know there was 9 of those and one like this. Vo Achbo. And the mouse came. Ve'notal and took one of them. Ve'lo Yodan. And we do not know Im not al chametz or im not al matzah. I do know that one was taken, but I don't know if it was the matzah one or it was the chametz one, and I can't identify it. V'nichnas lebayis boduk, and he went into the checked house, the house that I know was checked, it was cleaned, I know this room was fine. Tzorich lachzel vodko, you need to check the whole house again, because I know that the mouse deposited something in this area, which I don't know if it's chometz or matzah. I have to assume that it's chometz, and I can't find it. It's disappeared. I have to now check the whole house again. What do you think about that? We know 9 was matzah, 1 was chometz. Mouse took 1, deposited in a room. I need to check the whole room again, because I assumed that it was chometz. What's the cash on that? Yeah. Pardon? Very good. That's the bracket. Miu. Imakik a cotton, if it's a very small kind of matzah or bread or loaf, shochel achbad lechol, then we assume that perhaps the matzah that must have been eaten, that the mouse probably ate it. Talil lehokel walinin shochloi. We assume that the mouse ate it. Ve'enet zochlevot livdok, you don't have to check. Here we're talking about something which the assumption can is probably safe to assume he couldn't have eaten it. It's too big for the mouse to have eaten. Yeah, that answers your question. It's just different scenarios. We talked about something which is likely the mouse ate. Here we're talking about something which is unlikely the mouse ate. There's a more essential question over here. Again, there was nine matzah, 1 chometz. Mouse took 1. I don't know which one it is. I don't know which one he took. He ran into the room. I know the mouse took that piece, which may have been chometz, may have been matzah. And it's deposited in, and he ran away. And I have to check now the whole house again, because I don't know if it was chometz or matzah. How would you normally go for such a suffix? I don't know if it was chometz or matzah. How would you normally go for it?
I'm a bit confused. So 7 pieces you put out.
No, it doesn't have to be the 10 I put out. I'm just mentioning 10 randomly. It was 10 pieces of food. 10 pieces of, 9 of them was my matzahs that I had for Pesach. One of them was a matzah, which is a chometz tiga matzah, something which I shouldn't have been lying around in the first place, but it did. It was chometz. I saw a mouse came and he took one of those items over here and he ran into the room. I can't figure out now what he took, but he took some bread or matzah. It took something, and I deposited it in a different room, and the mouse ran away. And I can't see it, but I know it's probably in that room now. But I don't know if it was what the mouse took. I don't know if the mouse took. Or, I have to check the whole room again. What's the question on that? 9 matzah, 1 chometz. What's the question on that? Roiv. Who said Roiv? You? Normally I would say, I mean, if it's 9 was matzah, so it's 9 out of 10 chances that the mouse took matzah. So, I go according to majority. Why? No, that's bitul. What you're referring to is it's time when it comes to bitul of time. Ah, no, you're right. You're right. Okay, so the Gemara says something else. The Gemara says something else, which is even more essential, really, which is not going to get to comments. It's good. It's something to think about what you're saying. But what he says, the aside of which is a very aside, fundamental rule in Shas, shekol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. And it's very hard to explain it, and many achronim are very busy explaining it, is that since it was kavua, since it comes from a set place, therefore, that's where they were, that's where the pieces were, since it's coming from there, I don't say it was We don't say roif. We say kol kavua kemechsa mechsa. It's 50% chance it took from this path, 50% chance it took from that path. And therefore, if the mouse went and deposited over there, I have to say 50-50. I have to be machmir and I have to check everything again. Kol kavua kemechsa mechsa domi. As opposed to if it was not like that. No, we don't say davar sheish matzien. We're in Perish. Okay, let's just finish off the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, top of page 20. We're in Perish. If the bread were not in their initial established place, but they were lying around, not in their formal, in their real place, in their proper place, but they came from a different place, so they weren't in their corner where they had been placed initially, but they were lying around, they were around them. Then we say, Imperish, Hakika Mokm Kviosa, Venot La Achba Meshom, and the mouse took it from there, then Ein Tzorach Lachzov Livta, then Taka. I would not need to check them again. They call the Porish, Meruba Porish, because then we're going to say that it comes from the majority. The majority was 9, which was Matzahs, and therefore, I don't have to check again. Rabbi Isai, as we say in the Loshna, the Gemara says, Habe Kulmus Nishpach on that. Much ink has been spilt to try to explain this rule. What is the difference between kavua, if something comes from a fixed place, or from a scattered place? But if the halacha is that if something comes from a fixed place, then we say 50-50, and if it comes from a scattered place, from a random place, then we say that it goes according to the majority. It's very hard to understand it, and I suppose for that, that's what we have to let the yeshivas try to figure that out. What's the Hachonim are very busy with that question. But that's the rule. Okay, we continue to see base. Second line of page 20. Shnei tzibon, two piles. Echot shel chometz, echot shel matzah. There's two piles. One was a pile of chometz. Echot shel matzah, one was a pile of matzah. Veshnei batim, and it was two houses. Echot batuk veechot she'enu batuk. It was two houses. One was a house which was checked already for chametz, and the other one was not checked. So we've got two piles: one matzah, one chametz. Two houses: one checked, one not checked. Huvo shnei achbarim, and two mice came. How should we call them? The two mice, Jerry and Jimmy. Two mice, yeah. And the mouse called Jerry went to one house, to the checked house, and the other one, one mouse grabbed a piece of chometz, the other one grabbed a piece of matzah. I did see a mouse taking a piece, and I saw another mouse taking another piece, but I don't know which mouse went to which house, but I do know both mice ran, and they went into, one went into this house, one to the other house, I know. And similarly, v'chein, shnei batim bedukim, similar shayla, there was two houses which were checked. So unlike the former case, two houses which were checked. V'tzibah echot shel chometz, and there was one pile of chometz, v'o achba, and this mouse came yet again, a mouse came, v'notal, and he grabbed a little bit of chometz, and I do not know where this mouse went with the chometz in its mouth. Did he go into this house, or did he go into the other house? Case number 3. Oi, sheyada shenichnas leechod mehem. Could be that I know exactly into which house. I know in which house he went. I did see the mouse taking a bit of chometz, and I did actually see the mouse going into one specific house, and I know which house it went. V'nichnas achov, and I entered afterwards the property. V'vodak, and I checked v'lo imotza klum, and I couldn't find anything. Case number 4. Ushabodak k'tzas me'abais. So I saw a mouse grabbing chometz. What was the name again of the mouse?
Jerry.
I saw Jerry grabbing a bit of chometz. I saw Jerry going to the house, which was checked. And I followed the mouse into the house, and I did check the house, and I found a bit of crumbs. Shabbatak tasma by some motzah kikah, and I found a bit of bread. What's the halacha of case 1, 2, 3, 4? Ein tzorich b'dika. Ein tzorich lachzav b'dik. All four cases do not need to be checked according to the first opinion. Kachem Divrei Rambam, that's what the Rambam says, but Rav Feingold is quite right that we don't paskin like that. Havol maskanas ha-poskim ein nekeim, but the content of the poskim is that in all those cases, actually, bdika is required. So again, what was all the four cases? Case number one, two piles of matzahs, two mice. We don't know where they go. Case number two, two checked houses, one pile of chametz. Mouse came. We don't know which house it went. What do you think about that case? Case number three, I saw him going into a house and I didn't find anything. I went in and I didn't find anything. And finally, I did see which house and I followed it and I found a bit of bread. First opinion, you don't have to check. Second opinion, you do need to check. And that leads us to Sif Gimel. That's a very interesting case. You put nine pieces of bread to the side. That would be a good case. You said about the 10 pieces of chametz. Yeah, let's think about it. Okay, you put them. You found all 10 pieces. Let's say you have nine. You scatter only nine pieces around. That's your minute. You do nine. All right, whatever reason, yeah? You put nine. And you did the bdikas chometz, you find all nine pieces, you put them aside. And after the bdikas chometz, you go to sleep. Right? You go to sleep, very good. Dav ma'ay ready. Fine, next morning, you go to shachas, you come back. And then you look at the nine pieces of chometz that you found. And you just double check, none of them is lost. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You find the 10th piece of chometz there. You find a 10th piece of chametz there. So what's that tell you? What does that mean? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to do something about it? Or are you going to say, oh, wow, that's strange. Are you going to do something about it or not?
What are we assuming? There might be more.
Shulchan Aruch is teaching us exactly that. Hiniach tisha kikoros chametz. If you put 9 pieces of chametz aside, v'motzah son, you found 10. Very bizarre incident, but that's what happened. Tzorech livduk achra kol ha-tisha. You have to put your socks up again and start searching for all 9 again. Why? Why? What's the rationale for that?
These are different.
It must be somebody else's. Must have dropped a piece of chametz there. Why? Why should there be 10th piece there? I know I only had 9. So if there's a 10th there, it must be these are not mine. Something else must have happened here. I've lost my confidence. I'm suffering from low self-esteem. I don't know what, you know, so I must have done something wrong, you know. So therefore you have to check everything again. If you do the bdikei again. What if you had 10 pieces of chametz? Next morning you go and you find, Oh no, I only got 9. What happens then? Yeah, that's very likely. Yeah, you go and you say, oh, why? I know I put 10. It should have been 10, but that is only 9. What do you do then? Imagine that. What would you do? Next morning you find 9. What are you going to do?
Search again.
Search again. Why? Yeah. So no more than that. So you have to start looking for 10. You're right, you have to start looking again, but you have to start looking for 10 because these are probably somebody else's. I have to assume that what I put down has been taken. These are new ones. Somebody else's. This is like, you know, I'm not gonna say it's kishuf or anything, but this is like too strange. It's not mine because mine, I know how many I put down. And some say, as if they're all tied together. But if they're not tied together, but if they're not tied together, you only look for one. That's what you said. You have to look for the 10th piece. I know I had 10, now there's only 9, you have to look for the 10th. Make sense? Now I wonder, what's the halacha if you recognize them? What if they're recognizable? Would that make a difference?
To be a sign?
Yeah. No, I wasn't referring to. So I just know it's aluminium. I know that. Silver, I know that. Is that mine? Will that make a difference?
Probably.
If you just recognize it, yeah, it will make a difference. Lichora, no, we can say this. Finally, Sif Dalet, Iniach Chometz Bezov Izuv Amatzov Bezov Izacheres. What happens if you keep? Where do you keep the leftover chometz after bdika? Where do you keep your chometz? You put it. Okay, so you go there the next morning, you want to have some last the last bit of chametz before. What do you normally have? Pizza. Pizza. Fine, you go and you want to get it on pizza, say, oh, I could have promised that I don't keep it on this side of the garage. And only I'm telling you, I kept it. I put it there. And you find it on the other side of the garage. Where do you keep it? Where do you keep normally the
somewhere high.
I know I put it normally. I know I put it here last night. And I kept it here last night. And now you find it over there. What's the halacha? If you know you put it in one place. So the halacha is, if you find the chometz that you deposited, you find it elsewhere, so you have to do a whole ptika all over again. I don't know, I didn't find anything foolish on that, but what if you can, can invest, if you can find a reason why it's moved? You can find a reason, you know the cleaner was here last night. She was here, or you know that you had a guest, and he might have. But you can't actually investigate. But if you can ask, investigate, it goes without saying. It's fine. You don't have to check again. Yeah. But I'm talking about if you can't speak to your, let's say you've got a cleaning lady, but and you can imagine that she probably moved it from this side of the garage to the other side of the garage, but you can't ask her because she only understands your sign language, right? You know, she doesn't actually understand. Yeah, me cleaned, you know. Yeah. And then you can't actually ask her properly. Me cleaned it. Did you put it over there? Me put it there. And you know exactly she doesn't. Me cleaned it. Me not took money. So the shaila is, if you've got a reason why you may have moved, will that help matters or not? I don't know. Again, if you normally keep the chametz, you know you keep the chametz in one place. Next morning you go and you find it elsewhere. Halach is, you have to go and check the whole house again. Because we've got to assume that, oh, something is fishy over here. You know, you better check the whole house again. My question is, what if I've got I can gather why he may have moved. Yes, because the cleaning lady was here and he was mad at being her. But I don't know for a fact. Would you say it makes a difference and I don't have to check the whole house again or not?
The whole reason why I had to check again was because we seem to be saying the ones that you found are not the ones you found.
Yes. And now there's a reason to explain it, and therefore there's no reason to check everything again. Yeah, I also feel that's probably the case, but I don't know for sure. Okay, gentlemen, just to summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke about the 9 piles of matzah, one of chometz, the mouse. We don't know where it went. We have got to check again. Naftali's point that about it is most particular a case that the mouse can't actually eat it. And the reason is called kavur kemechtel mechtedami. If it's from a scattered place, then the halacha is called beruporish merube porish. Then we spoke about the various cases of the shnei tziburin and two mice, one mouse. We spoke about going to two houses into one house. We spoke about the if you're following it, you did find something. You didn't find something. Hamam says you don't have to. You do have to check again. Maskana suppose is you do have to check again. Tisha kikoros chametz matzah asora, we have to check because we're going to assume that it's different ones. But if they're not tied together, the loch is different. And finally, if you find it elsewhere, you have to check again. Okay, wish you good evening and good Shabbos, gentlemen. Good Shabbos.